So my presentation was called Lessons from the Govardhan Leela, and I had a very special purpose or specific purpose to give these presentations. I wanted to show the contrast between the Brajbasis, the committed devotees of Krishna, and Indra, who acted on the, who acted and thought like a non-devotee. He was later corrected. I was hoping that my audience would see that traces of both of these personalities can be found within them. Yes, we have something of a devotee in us, and we have something of a non-devotee in us. We are, philosophically speaking, marginal tatastha shakti, who can be sometimes in spiritual consciousness and sometimes also in material consciousness. The example which is given of a marginal situation is that of the shore. The shore, not the beach, but the shore, which is just edging to the ocean. Sometimes that stretch of land is covered by ocean water, and sometimes when the waves recede, it is not covered by water, it is in the air, in the sunshine. So in the same way, we as conditioned living entities are sometimes covered by the material energy. Sometimes the material energy recedes by Krishna's mercy, and we can genuinely feel the influence of the spiritual energy upon us. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his explanations to the Nrisimha Leela, pointed out this point. He said, there's Prahlad, the great devotee of the Lord, and in this Leela there's Hiranyakashipu, who opposes the Lord. And then he says, and we are somewhere in between. Marginal potencies, in between Prahlad and the opponent, the opposite. And we need to negotiate these opposites and find out ways how to... These are my words, the end of quote. We need to negotiate these opposites and find out how to increase the devotion portion, the devotee portion in us, which will automatically decrease the material portion in us. I said automatically. I would like to correct myself here. We should also watch the material side, and we should take care that it goes down and the devotee side grows up. So by discussing the confrontation between Indra and the Brajbasis, I wanted to make that a little bit more clearer. Now, it was very interesting what went on in the Govardhan Leela. It says, while outside there were great rainstorms, roaring wind, hard hail, thunder and dark clouds. This is what was created by Indra. Outside, rainstorms, roaring winds, hard hail, ice came down, thunder and dark clouds, which caused suffering. Inside, You know, that is under the Govardhan, under Giriraj Govardhan, inside there was no rain, there were sweet voices, there were pleasant breezes, attractive songs, rays of light, and Krishna of remarkable beauty, which produced happiness. My dear devotees, decide, do you wish to be inside or outside? I mean, that's a rhetoric question. Of course, we all want to be inside. But if we really want to be inside, we will have to negotiate between these two opposites in our personality, the devotee and the non-devotee. One of my godbrothers once smilingly said to me, every morning I'm waking up as an atheist. I said, me also, but let us cry. That would be more, this would be the better emotional response. This is not something we could smile about. Yes, two natures, which sometimes one takes over, and we hope that the other, the spiritual nature, takes over. That you have to work on. My dear Govardhan retreat participants, now start, as we always say, Burijan Babu already said, Govardhan retreat part two, the most important part. If something touched you, if you were for a moment thinking, wow, this is true, if you were wondering about the loving dealings between Sudama and Krishna, and if you were musing about the question, how did Krishna care for him? If you looked at the trees and heard their stories through the mouth of Jagatarini, if something came to you, that is the real benefit of this online retreat. And it is necessary to pursue that and see how you can make that bigger and decrease the other side. As a concluding thing, as a concluding sentence, I want to again point out this tool, this implement, this thing which Krishna has bestowed upon all of us, so that we can go to in our spiritual life forward. It is prayer. But prayer only grows out of the humus, the fertile area of repentance, where you feel, oh yes, I can relate to this, these two natures. And one of these natures also has given me in the past suffering. I don't want to suffer, but I have myself been the cause of this suffering. I'm sincerely repenting my ignorance, and I want to make a change here. And then you can pray from that location, and your prayers get color, your prayers get volume, your prayers get range, and can reach the heart of Krishna. I want to thank all of you for being with us. From the questions we could see, there were so, I mean, all of the questions which came were really such serious questions. I would like to thank also our Prashanta. Whew. Prashanta sent me voicemails, and voicemails were so tired that I just felt in my heart to respond, sleep, 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 you're too tired. But of course, how can Prashanta sleep during this time? I mean, I think some sleep must have been there, but sufficiently. And I want to thank the team. I do know what blood, sweat, and tears can go into organizing an online event like this, where devotees from various locations are zoomed in, as Prashanta said in the beginning, Vrindavan is still a village. The internet wires are hanging around, and the monkeys swing on the internet wires, and when they rip and are torn apart, the monkeys celebrate a victory. So, yes, you have managed really, really amazingly nice. I thought it would not be possible to do these you know, various live streaming of various people, then putting things onto the screen, sharing screens, and doing all these internet acrobatics. But you did really well. And fighting with the India factor. Thank you very much. But most of all, I want to thank I want to end with two personalities. Srila Prabhupada, my dear devotees, if he would not have come, if he would not have left his comfortable arrangement in Vrindavan, where he felt perfectly happy, and he left when he was an old man, you know, elderly, and he went through this excruciating experience of crossing the Atlantic, and he had a heart attack, and he had impossible starting situations. I think in New York, you know, you have read all this. And if he would not have shared Vrindavan with all of us, we would not know about this, because it's an inconceivable place. Your National Geographics would not have explained Vrindavan to you. No. Even spiritual books would not have been able to touch Braj Bhakti. It needed a devotee like Prabhupada, who was a Brajbasi himself, who lived the philosophy behind this, who had the realized bhakti to bring us dead people to life. And the second person I want to thank is our Bhurijan Prabhu, because really, I know he doesn't like me saying this, but what can I do? It's the truth. He has convinced me. It was not easy, because I wanted to a little bit, I don't know if it's right to say, but I came to Vrindavan as an entirely private person, a person who did not wish to be seen, who didn't wish to be addressed as a preacher, who wanted to cultivate something deep inside. And I was not enthusiastic, but Bhurijan Prabhu has not given up on me, and as we have spent also very personal time together, where we were able to share our hearts, and in this way I'm there, and I'm honestly grateful, because you had to It would have been easy if you just would have to get the body of Satchinandan Swami, who would do, but you had to get the heart of Satchinandan Swami, and it's not easy to get the heart of another person. So thank you very much. So now I want to turn over the microphone or the yellow window for a speaker. When we are on, there's a yellow border around our image or whatever you say. So I want to let the yellow border wander to Burijan Prabhu.